This is GQDN for October the 27th, 2022. In today's news, GeForce Drivers has an update. Uh-oh. PlayStation London brought out some stuff. And how about some baseball?
What?
But we start today with some good news. Especially coming from Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Huh? This comes to us from Forbes.com, and their gaming site says that they're going to be, for the first 2 weeks of the campaign, or maybe 3 weeks, if you buy the Call of Duty Endowment, basically the code Protector Pack, then you will be giving money to veterans in certain ways. So, what is in this pack? What is in this bundle? Well, there's some weapon blueprints and operator skins. And these proceeds will go to veterans in the United States and in the UK. So here's what's in the bundle. The Protector operator skin for Hutch, the Protector's companion rifle blueprint, Duty Calls sniper rifle blueprint, Frontline Stripes vehicle skin, Tagged weapon charm, Ready for Anything animated calling card, Merman calling card, Seeing Double static animated emblem, and one double XP token. So basically two of those maybe. So also, if you are a veteran, the link is called callofdutyendowment.org/USAA. So you can get that pack for free. Pretty cool. So another thing that you can get coming out in November via Destructoid, and that is Somerville, as it arrives on November 15th for Xbox One, Series X and S as well, and PC, and is also, it'll also be on Xbox Game Pass. So, with all of that, would you get the game? Well, I did not see the previews to it, but I will say that once again, it does look pretty interesting. So it'll only be on Xbox. It'll only be on your PC Xbox app, okay? Now, Destructoid also talked to Blazeball, the Blazeball team, and the game brand on Twitter did say in a tweet, Blazeball players falling from the sky? Fall Ball is live. The black hole is burping players back out in a random draft. Who makes a return? Which team will they land on? Sign up and stay tuned. Unlock rewards to slowly reveal our brand new universe. So, yeah, once again, pretty intriguing. There was a link that goes to that post, but I'm not going to get to you. Sorry. But all you have to do to attend is go to blazeball.com and enter your email. So you can attend this type of thing. Anyway, on to PlayStation. And the London Studios has been hard at work because they are making an online co-op combat game set in Fantasy London. Now, on the SIE blog, Stuart White and Tara Sunders did give some details on what they're working on. They're the co-studio heads. So what White said is, quote, "Honestly, I think London is a fantastic backdrop for any video game. And given our history in producing games set here, is extremely exciting to do similar things, but with a twist to bring some real magic and wonder to London." Further quote, "We are proud of the history and innovation that we've done over the years, supporting all sorts of PlayStation technology, whether that's VR or AR or microphones or whatever. With this project, we really wanted to explore some new adventures and set ourselves some new challenges. We definitely wanted to try something a little bit different, and I think this new project really channels our brave value and allows us to push ourselves into the curious front too. It's an exciting future. It really is." That's all in a quote. So we'll see what they come out with. Eurogamer once again said a new post. They sent a new post. I'm sorry. Brain's not working. No! But they said in a new post that EA Games will not stop physical distribution in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. So here's what they said in a statement to Eurogamer. Quote, "We have not stopped physical distribution of our games in Germany, Austria, or Switzerland, and players will continue to be able to buy our games from retailers across the region." Further quote, "Recent reports stating otherwise are an inaccurate reflection of disclosures made in EA Germany's statutory financial statements." So, if they're going to get like FIFA 23 or some other stuff, then hey, why not? Do it, do it, do it. If that's what they want, that's what you do. Now we're going to end on some little bit off-topic topics. We have DualShockers, Netflix. Well, they're going to have Sonic Prime release date, and it's confirmed for December 15th. So, Sonic Prime is not a video game. This is going to be an anime that will have some different storylines to it. And I believe this will be the 8th anime from the series. Now, they did say that there is going to be eight episodes in total. 7 20-minute episodes with one 40-minute prologue episode. So, we'll see what happens. But once again, Sonic Frontiers will release on November 8th on just about everything and everything and everything. From PlayStation and to Nintendo. Oh, I'm sorry. From Nintendo to Xbox. PC as well. We end today with NVIDIA. An update. Blue News reported that NVIDIA GeForce drivers will be released, and there will be for Sackboy, A Big Adventure, Victoria 3, WRC Generations, the FIA WRC official game, and F1 22. I've told you. Now you're warned. So let's see if it works or not. You know, we try to work too at Group Quest, at thegroupquest.com, where you can find all of our links to Audible. Great sponsor there. All of our Patreons at patreon.com/thegroupquest, and of course everybody there at stackup.org. You can go check us out on Twitter at GroupQuest and at DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, it'll be Friday for some Friday gaming news. Oh, Star Ocean is up, guys. The Divine Force is live. So I might see you on twitch.tv/JoeSpace when I'm done here. Bye for now. Go play some games. Come on, go play some games.